Today is Wednesday, November 3rd, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. So I'm feeling good today. So I have decided to go ahead and go to rehearsal. I do not have a fever. I have not had a fever since Sunday. So I feel like it was just side effects of the shot. But man, it did a number on me. And I'm not used to feeling bad. While we were quarantining for the past year and a half, 2 years, however long it's been at this point, I didn't get sick. I feel like if I just stayed home all the time, I would just be healthy. I think going out, and for a person who's kind of introverted anyway, I mean, it's like, oh, well, okay, just stay home all the time. Except I do love to travel. If only there weren't people, the places that you travel, but then, I don't know, maybe that wouldn't be fun either. I don't know. But I've decided to go to rehearsal tonight, so I'm gonna do it. And yeah, I did on Twitter, because I had accused Dean Barney of judging me. And he responded and said that he would never judge me, only God can judge. So, yeah, you're right. And I'm looking on Twitter here to see if anything else. Kathy Bacon had gotten some kind of call from Texarkana, Arkansas. Well, yeah, Texarkana, Arkansas, which is, if those of you who aren't familiar with Arkansas, Texarkana is a town that's on the border of Texas and Arkansas. And there's a road there called, I believe it's State Line Avenue or something like that. And when you drive down it, one side of the traffic is in Arkansas and one side of the traffic is in Texas. It's crazy. Laughing Buddha says, is that Geeky Gay trying to reach you? And she says, right, nah, he's in Tinseltown. Plus, he only had a few minutes for me at Mount Rushmore. He sure isn't going to bother calling me. How dare you? I'm never going to live down the... So, the Mount Rushmore story, for those of you who don't know, Mark and I are both fairly introverted people, I would say. I don't want to speak for Mark, but I feel like, you know, I know him enough to say, you know, he and I are both more introverted, you know, not, we don't just go out and meet new people all the time. And he and I were, it was our second anniversary, I think. We hadn't been together very long, and we decided to go let's do a road trip because we weren't going to fly anywhere. And I said, well, let's, you know what? I've never been to Mount Rushmore. I've never been to South Dakota. I've never done, there's some hiking things and the Badlands and some other area. I think they're called the Badlands, but anyway, whatever. Some really beautiful sites. So I'm like, let's drive. We'll see all these sites. We'll go to Mount Rushmore. We'll go over to Wyoming and go to Devil's Tower, I believe is what it's called. And so one of the stops was Mount Rushmore, and it just so happened that Kathy Bacon was going to be there with her family. And I've told this story a million times, but we were not, they met us there. You know, there's only a little bit to do at Mount Rushmore. There's not a whole lot to do, but they were having some sort of concert or, I don't know, some ceremony with fireworks or something that night. And Mark and I had decided we were going to do that. And we hung out with the Bacons. And for about half an hour or an hour, maybe. But, you know, it was just kind of, it was awkward. I don't know. For whatever reason, it just didn't go as planned, I think. And then when they went to leave, we said our goodbyes, and I thought we were leaving, or they were leaving, and we were going to stay and do this, watch the fireworks or whatever. And so, but apparently We were supposed to have made fast friends with the, you know, the husband and everyone and gone out for drinks later. I don't even know. Like, I'm not really sure, but I can't live it down. I cannot live it down. No matter what I do, Kathy Bacon says I hate her because we didn't adequately socialize with her. I love Kathy Bacon, but we didn't adequately socialize with her family. I will say this, and I've said it before, straight men intimidate me, and her husband was a very straight, kind of quiet, stoic kind of man. And I know he like rides motorcycles and stuff, and I just was very intimidated. And so I'm going to blame it on that as well. But anyway, so there you go. So Kathy Bacon, yeah, I don't know your phone number, Kathy Bacon. I couldn't call you if I wanted to. So I'm sure I could find it somewhere, but I don't know it. All right. So we had talked about everything again. Nothing is going on. We're in the middle of the week. I will say this, though. It is cold now. And Mark and I are trying, we've been walking and we're trying to keep doing our walking. And it was 41 degrees this morning. And it's been raining a lot. So, and I don't know, the park that we go to, there is a trail or there's a path. And it's a sidewalk for most of the way. But there are a couple of spots that are a little bit low. And so when it rains a lot, water will stand there and then it will be muddy on either side because there's grass, but there are some areas where it's just, dirt. And we don't want to get our... So it's just a pain in the butt when it rains. But it's rained a lot over the past few days or last week even. So for the past week, it's probably rained 4 out of the past 6 or 7 days. And because I'm doing this bingo game on Fitbit, I also need to actually walk around a trail or something because I'm using my phone to track my steps and it's not tracking if I do like a treadmill or something. So it's not like I can go to a Planet Fitness or something and get on the treadmill because the phone is not tracking that. Or at least I don't think it is. And so it's just been a pain, and it's been cold and ugh, but we did actually walk for lunch today. We walked yesterday afternoon, even though it was cold. I've been wearing my COVID mask while we're walking because it keeps me warmer. So I put my hoodie on, put my baseball cap on, but I put it front ways instead of backwards, which is the way I normally wear it. And then I put my hoodie over that and then I put my mask on. And I have a layered shirt, jeans, the whole 9 yards because it's been, and people who live in colder weather are like 41. Oh, please wait until it gets down to -5 or whatever. Well, 41's not comfortable to walk in. And so, yeah, we've done that. We walked yesterday afternoon and then today we walked at lunch. And last night we just did our normal like Grey's Anatomy, Station 19, Grey's Anatomy, Good Doctor. We caught up with all of those. Million Little Things, which I am loving. I'm going to say this again because Big Fatty thinks I don't like it or something. I love Million Little Things has been so good this season. Now, I don't cry. But it's been so good, this storyline with Gary. And I'm not going to spoil anyone, but it's been so good. And we watched an episode of Bull, which is something that it's a legal show. And it was really good as well. And it ended on a cliffhanger. I don't enjoy it when things end on a cliffhanger and then you have to wait another week for the next show to come out. For the next show to come out because I'm used to binging things, and now they do that. Now a show has a cliffhanger, and you don't know what's going to happen. You're like, I can't watch the next episode. Somebody got arrested. Not good. It was not good at all. And so it was pretty much just TV. And then tonight, like I said, I have orchestra. I have continued on with my trumpet practicing. I've been good. I practiced 30 minutes on Monday and 30 minutes yesterday. I only did 15 minutes today because I have orchestra rehearsal tonight and I didn't want to wear out my chops. But I did do 15 minutes of just some scale exercises this morning and in between meetings. And so then I have that, and yeah, it'll be what it is. And I'm still waiting on my box with bread in it to come, but it was shipped, so it should be here either later today or tomorrow, I think. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call the voicemail line at 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.